Hey guys, welcome to the first episode of The Official Tea with your host D-Bears, Jordan.
Hey.
Nathan.
Hello.
And Lindsay.
Hi. So, hey, we all said different forms of hi.
All right, so first things first, guess what my dumbass did this week?
Got back together with your girlfriend.
I don't know. Say it.
Jordan wins. I get him canes next time.
Oh, what do you say? What do you say?
Got back together with his girlfriend.
Oh, did you really?
Oh my god, dude.
Because he was singing about a girlfriend before we started. So I figured that's what it had to do with it.
No. Did you just know these subtle hints? You fucking know me.
Did you really?
Yeah.
So how did that happen?
Why didn't you tell me?
Because I wanted to kind of just like let the... Okay, originally we got back together and her and I...
When? How did it happen?
Last Thursday.
Why?
Oh, wow. Wait, last Thursday?
Yes.
Oh,
be prepared
before
for...
the party or after the party?
Before the party.
Before the party?
Sorry. We got back together Wednesday night. And then once we got back together, she asked me, who are you going to tell? And I was like, what if we just play along and keep people thinking that we didn't get together?
You were such a hoe for like 2 days, though. How did you get back together and still be a hoe?
So, I was given a hall pass.
Wait, what?
What?
Okay, that's some tea. We're going to go into that. Please explain.
All right, so, okay. Wednesday night, get back together, all right? Cool. Yeah, lovey-dovey. Told her, you know, she makes me happy and whatever lovey-dovey shit. Thursday night rolls around. She already knows I'm going to a party. And she's like, you know what? Like, let's just keep playing this game. Like, do whatever. Like, you have every right.
Oh, this is the party.
This was last Thursday.
He, like, hoed around and he said he kissed a girl, but apparently he didn't. And he's only telling this now?
Yeah.
Wait, you didn't tell me you kissed a girl.
He said he kissed a girl.
He didn't tell me either.
He didn't tell us.
I told Tooper. I thought Tooper would have told you guys.
We don't talk
but
to
it
Tooper.
Didn't happen anyways.
Well, no. I just wanted to live
was
with
that
it.
The night you called Karishma?
Yes.
Yeah, because I was super baked.
Yes. I'll just bleep the name out.
Yeah, whatever. But yeah, I called her because I was super baked. Anyways, back to the real story at hand. Yeah, we got back together. She let me kind of like hoe around. I didn't really hoe around. I kind of made it look like I hoed around by like talking to another girl. Didn't even do anything with her.
You did.
I got her Instagram and that was it.
Yeah, and you were sending so many Instagrams and you were like, we in.
Oh, just because like they followed me back. I was like, you know, we in.
You weren't sending us anything.
Yeah.
I sent you guys the girl that I quote unquote hooked up with. Huh? Her roommate? Oh, dude.
No, that's another. Okay, there's my roommate and then he followed like another one of my roommate. And then there's that one girl that he was like, oh, give me the plug. And you were still saying that.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, whoops.
I didn't want to say her name.
I know. We'll bleep that out.
Yeah. There's gonna be so many bleeps in this podcast.
I was just kind of playing a game to see how long. I thought one of you guys would kind of just call me out on my shit.
Call you out on what?
Well, you weren't telling me and Nathan
even,
or anything.
Yeah,
well,
see, no,
I didn't even know.
Even
we just thought
when,
you were normal.
Oh, wait. What tea is this?
Earl Grey.
Very nice.
Peasant, you don't
keep
even
going.
Know. You tasted it.
I'm just trying to plug that in tea, okay?
Yeah.
Keep going.
Okay. Yeah, but when you were with your girlfriend, now you are. I don't even know how to say it now. Even when you're not single, you still talk like you were single. So how was anybody supposed to pick up on that?
Well, that's what I was saying. He was acting normal anyways. So.
Yeah.
I am very good. This is what my seventh
grade
acting
school did. Wait, what day did you guys get back together?
Last Wednesday.
Wednesday night.
Holy shit.
Oh, so when I was literally telling him, I was like, I don't like you being single because you were such a hoe. And he was like,
you told me that this week.
Yeah, and you still didn't tell me that you broke up last
week.
And you got back together last week.
Look, it amused me.
Wow. Okay. Podcast over. I guess this is not happening anymore.
Oh, so he was right that it was an end of friendship.
Yeah.
Wait, so why are you so triggered, Lindsay?
No, I was just like, he made such a big deal about this. Like, oh, I broke up with my girlfriend. And then he like acted like such a hoe and it kept...
Oh, no.
Oh,
yeah,
my
God. You were definitely like, no, this is it. Like this.
Look,
this
I thought it was. I rethought about it for like a straight week.
Well, like, we should hear him out. Why did you get back together with him? With her? Oh, God, not him.
Oh, because she makes me happy.
No, but she broke up with you.
Wasn't it mutual?
It was a mutual.
She texted me after that. And did I tell you guys that? Did you guys know?
This is some tea.
I don't know.
She DM'd me on Instagram and...
Pull it up. Actually, I don't know if I'm prepared for
this. Is she going to listen to this? Like we all love you. Like, we're just spilling this tea because we don't know, so... But yeah. We all love you.
I was triggered, not because I don't like Tracy, because you made such a big deal about like breaking up and then going around hoeing, and y'all like annoyed the shit out of me for like girls and stuff. That's why I was so triggered.
Yeah, I have no issue with her.
She's fine.
Yeah. Play along with what?
We both agreed we would try to see how long we can go without having to tell anybody. And then I told Tanya first. Uh-huh. And she was like, no fucking way. She's like, you did not.
Wow.
Daniel, you did not get back with your girl.
When did and you tell like, her?
I told her Tuesday.
Okay. So, am I supposed to read the DM
yeah,
out?
Yeah, no. Probably not.
Well, just summarize
anyway,
it. Give us
the,
a brief
the summary
description.
Was that she... I kind of got... Like, the idea that she wanted to get back together anyway, like, last week, because she DM'd me and she was like, oh, I'm so glad that Daniel has such a good friend group around him and stuff like
that.
Oh,
yeah, I remember seeing that.
Yeah, I sent it to them.
Okay, yeah.
Well, I didn't see that.
Yeah, so I was like, okay, yeah, like, I knew...
Calm down.
I knew that she wanted to get back together. But I was just kind of like, it's up to you. I didn't... What else... What else am I supposed to say?
Did somebody just rip ass?
Sorry, guys.
It's all that Earl Grey tea.
Yeah, it's the fucking
wow.
tea.
Wow.
Oh, dude, Singapore ain't the plug for tea anymore.
But yeah, wow, okay.
Well, I hope you're happy, buddy.
Dude, it's been a solid week so far. Spent Valentine's Day yesterday. It's pretty solid.
Oh, yeah, what'd you do for Valentine's Day?
She came over. She had brought desserts, and then we just kind of chilled.
Dude, that's a rip. You're not single with the boys anymore.
Oh, yeah, we're not all single. Yeah.
It's like a week of just thinking.
Not even a week. It was like half a week because we thought he was single.
Yikes.
Hey, man. I'm sorry.
All right.
I know this was the dream.
This person has been lying for a week straight.
I know, yeah. What the hell? How did you
manage to pull it off?
Yeah.
I know how to play you guys really well.
No, you were just been pissy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
pissy
true.
Pissy for the last couple of days.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, I just have not been getting sleep. Wait, which day was I pissy?
You
today.
Got, okay, first today of all, yesterday. On that group
Wait,
chat.
Wait, today?
Today.
What was today?
I called you like three times today and you were all like,
hey.
Never
you called
mind.
Me once. No, you asked me, you're like, hey, man, should I get longer cables? And I was like, dude, like, do what you want. Like, I don't mind. Like, I think my headphones
no,
are
No, you're more like, sure, I don't care. Yeah.
Yeah, like.
But you weren't like, oh, chippy and happy about it.
It was your audible call, bro. just.
And then on Xbox this morning, we were like, why'd you play in default, man?
Oh, dude, that's just really fucking weird. Nobody.
You're the only
dude,
one in the party
if you're
that
playing
was
a
not
fucking
playing
video
in
game
default.
That requires you to keep both your thumbs on the stick and you need to crouch. Why would you remove your thumb to hit a button?
You can still walk forward.
Did you tell Wasik that you got back together?
No. Well, I thought he was going to be
yeah,
here.
Yeah, you were going to bleep out the...
Oh, you don't have to bleep
names.
Out his name.
Yeah, it's fine.
Actually, up to you.
Did you tell him? Because we were having a discussion about you being a hoe.
Wait, all three of you? Wait, did you
no,
guys start another group
Wasik.
Chat?
Well, we should ask him if he wants his name.
No, it's fine.
He wants the
he
street
He wants the
cred.
Fame. Anyway, yeah, we were having a discussion about you being a hoe. Because he was literally on homecoming night, which was Friday night. So you already got back together, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't even
oh
know
Oh my
by
god,
now.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
Homecoming night.
Homecoming night. And he brought, like...
Wait, the night that we did...
Did what?
No, he was already together. He got back together Wednesday night.
No, we didn't
night.
Do this last week.
So he was already together.
Oh, that's right,
yeah.
That's right.
Because
yeah.
we didn't have time because we pre-gamed
oh,
at
yeah,
Lindsay's.
Yeah.
You and Jordan, I don't know what you guys did. That
yeah,
night.
So he was
really
pre-gaming and acting like, oh, I have so much, I have nothing to lose. And he was like downing like drinks.
I wasn't
like,
even, I had one Smirnoff Ice and I had
half a
shot
bottle
of Jack Daniel.
Half a bottle?
I would not. No. I cannot down Jack Daniel.
Anyway,
like that.
Yeah. And then you were talking so much hype about the girl that you brought to my house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have to play the part. It's called method acting.
You brought
weren't
someone
you
to
dancing with her too? At the
oh yeah, that was the night you were like, "Yo, guys, you should have cruised."
Oh, you guys should have. It was really fun.
Yeah, like, at the dance, even Wasik was like, "Yo, D-Bears is such a hoe," because like he's going around dancing with like so many girls right now.
What other girls did I dance with? I danced with my director because her and I are tight.
Really?
I danced with Val because she's my friend. I danced with Wasik.
I mean,
Johnny.
Dancing nowadays is like. Like
dancing just
on
in
each other's
yeah.
ass. So,
no,
like,
no. We were like looking at each other in the eye.
Oh, so you guys are like frontal facing
front
dancing.
Facing dance. I was respectful.
Like hands on hips and her hands on your shoulders.
There was no contact. I had to make sure.
Well, even if there was
contact. Oh, so like
contact.
5 feet away for Jesus or something?
No. 10 feet for Jesus.
But even if there was contact, really... though, to quote Nathan, it's just dancing.
That's true. Every time you go to the club,
it is
like,
just dancing.
Like, hey man, like I know you're with your girlfriend and shit, but like dancing is just dancing, bro. It's just... Every time we went to the club.
What?
Every time
we
went to the club.
To.
No, every time we went to the club, I was like, yeah, dude, I'm not gonna really try and dance with another girl. He's like, dude, bro, just dancing.
Oh,
just dancing.
You
with your
that?
Ex. With your ex.
Oh, no.
Dude,
yeah, he told
so
me
weird.
That. Wait, what are you y'all talking are, about? Like huh? clubbing or him being with her?
Who? No, I'm talking about as in, like, you tell him to, like, no, dude, I know you have a girlfriend, but, like, dancing is just dancing.
Look, Nathan's
I mean,
my best friend.
That's
he's
horrible.
Also, he's also my part-time enabler.
No.
I mean, D-Bears has been reinforcing that. He danced with what? How many chicks at home?
I don't know. Whoa. I don't know, because I didn't see him.
Four.
Our friends were like, we were dancing together, and then he just went off by himself, and like the next thing we knew, he came back with like this bunch of girls. So we were all like everyone from your student activities are girls. So you were like, yeah, I'm just dancing with my committee, but they're all girls.
No, I was legitimately like, if you guys watched me dance, I was literally just shuffling.
I don't know, because you would he disappeared so many times that we were
well, yeah,
just kinda,
I
like, whatever.
I was trying to bounce around my two groups, like my committee and then you guys.
Anyway, in summary, you were a hoe.
So
that doesn't make sense. Like, it doesn't align with the fact that you guys got back together.
I know.
Yeah.
I had to play the part. It was probably really bad. Look, I thought it was cool in my head. I was like, dude, like, this is some, like, movie type shit. And then,
yeah, and you kept asking, hey, should I shoot my shot with, you know, should I shoot my shot? Should I shoot my
shot? I didn't
want
to have any cracks in the system. I just had to go through, just bolt it. Nathan?
I'm just here listening. I don't know.
I mean, we'll just see how your girlfriend feels when she hears this.
Yeah.
We'll just know if you're actually.
Does she know?
All right, so next episode, we're
well,
just
yeah,
going to
does she know
it.
That you faked the whole
yeah.
week?
Yeah.
Huh?
Does she know that you faked a whole week of just being
that you, like, single? Played
oh, yeah.
your part?
Yeah.
Oh, that was that your hall pass that you
oh,
said?
Oh, no. She was on Thursday at my friend's party for his birthday. She literally texted me and was like, you have a hall pass. Word for word. Like, if I printed it out, that was my fucking receipt.
Oh, my God.
So you didn't kiss her?
No, I didn't kiss anybody.
Why did you tell literally everybody that you kissed her?
Because, I don't know, it just sounded cool.
Wow.
Look,
we're
it sounded
friends
cool.
friends with a liar.
You wanted your moment.
Exactly. Look. You guys saw how attractive she was. It would have been cool had I hooked
up with
her. I
don't know. I didn't see.
Well, plus you've been with your girlfriend for so long.
Exactly.
You,
it's kind of like a...
he
look,
wanted
anyways,
that moment.
Lindsay, first off, every
fake.
Girl that I show you,
you
even like friend
news.
Or not, you're like, she's all right. It's not
no.
me, so she's all right.
No.
A majority
not with
of
everyone.
The...
Yeah, because with the majority of the girls, you're... Yeah, whatever. Anyway.
All right, on. Moving on. Look, I was a hoe for a week. Cool, we back together with a girl.
You were hoe for a week while you were together. Just saying.
I was a hoe with her for like 2-3 days. It was the birthday party and homecoming. That was it. Nothing
you
else.
You were
to
like
say.
A major hoe at the party, according to Wasik. I don't know.
Wasik outfit. Anyways, on to the next topic. You know what I fucking hate? Oh wait. What I was gonna say was like. So Wasik and I, we got Wasik into lifting recently.
Oh, yeah.
You guys go to 24?
No, they got LA Fitness. Some fucking.
Wait, so then how did you go if you don't have a pass?
I used the free guest pass.
Oh, okay.
Except, you know, the guy never gave me a guest pass. because he was too busy wearing his AirPods the entire time. This guy was telling you on the way here. So we cruise up LA Fitness, right? We're trying to get our homie to like bulk up for, you know, Euclid girls.
Sure.
And the fucking this guy that greets us at the door, he's like 6 feet, a little jacked. He has the most fuckboy haircut.
Just like a little jacked?
Like a little bit. Like, he looks like he probably works out, like, 3 to 4 days a week.
Okay.
That's not a little.
That's not that's a little out of 7 days.
3 to 4 days a week.
That's more than all of us do combined.
Oh, well, duh, because, you know, we have school.
That's not more than me, but.
Lindsay's like, I go kickboxing.
I run every morning.
I run every morning, I kickbox.
Okay, back to you going to the gym.
So, yeah, we cruised up, and the guy who I'm trying to get a guest pass from, he looks like the most Chad. Like, he looks like he's part of Pike.
But was he good looking?
I mean, depends on, that's subjective, probably for you. So we roll up, and his side of his hair is like cut, like balding, and then his top is coiffed, like just slick the fuck back. Bye, have a good night. All right, we got you. All right, for sure.
Wait, why?
Anyways,
back to the gym.
Yeah, so we're at the gym, and the guy's like, "Yeah, man, I can get you a really good deal if you buy a pass right now." I was like, dude, like, I'm just trying to lift with these three guys, or these two guys. So he's like, no, like, I can't just give you a pass. I was like, dude, like, that's in your fucking policy. Like, you're supposed to offer new customers a guest pass. He's like, fine, whatever. Can I just get your ID so I can hold it? And I was like, dude, like, this motherfucker.
So I can hold it.
Yeah.
So you were like, arguing with him.
Yeah, I was like, dude, like, I'm just trying to use my one free pass for the week and go lift. And go lifting, whatever. The gym fucking sucks.
Dude, just like, let me lift with my buddies.
Like, dude, let me just go to the squat rack.
I'm trying to spot my buddy, dude.
Oh, God. Dude, I feel so bad. Like, I love him, but, dude, because I have to give him some slack because this is his first time lifting.
But it's because you're a lifter, dude.
No, but, like, no, you know how when we started, we kind of already knew how to hold form.
Sure.
Our friend was literally his first time in a gym lifting all his life. First time he walked into the gym and like the guy was like, so is this your first time here? And he was like, my first time ever in a gym. Like, he did not know how to lift it. He did not know how to do anything.
So
where's he from?
Pakistan.
I mean, that's not gonna make a difference.
How does that relate?
But anyways, so yeah, we're doing bench, right? And dude, I, like, feel bad because we're trying to help him get his form, but, like, he's not getting it yet.
Okay. And, like, what are you guys doing? Like, benching?
We're bench press.
Okay.
So he's doing bench, but he's going up to finish up. One of his arms is out while his other is in, like, his elbows.
Okay.
So it just looks painful when he's lifting the bar back up. I was like, dude.
Which one's so the bench press?
When you're on your back.
It's the
okay,
swing.
Okay.
You're it's on your back.
Okay.
Push-up.
Okay.
Yeah, because we all lift. So if you want to know, like,
we all lift. Yeah, like, we know, okay. Like, you go kickboxing.
Obviously.
Okay. Just, like, cool.
Obviously, we all lift, right?
But we fucking lift. Like, we fucking lift.
Welcome to the lifting podcast.
Like, Jordan, bro, he puts 25 plates.
Yes.
All quiet.
But yeah, that's been my week. It's just getting fucking just this man just trying to sell his fucking pass to me when I'm trying to use my free first like guest pass. And
dude, what a struggle,
dude! I know, right? These first world problems, bro.
Okay.
That's just it.
It also says that you hate people that flex at the gym. No pun intended.
Oh.
Was there a story behind that, or
I don't want to be the only one that has stories today. I'm just. Somebody else go.
Well, just because we're on the topic of fitness, so I thought maybe.
All right. Fine. Okay. So, it wasn't the same day that I went to the gym with my two friends. It's just like any other time I would go. Like, there's those dudes that just fucking scream when they drop their set. Like, you know what I'm talking about, Jordan? When we go to 24, and there's just that one fucking Dorito looking motherfucker who just finishes his bench. He's just like, oh, he's just clapping his hands. And then you're trying to roll up because it's a busy day at the gym, you know? Everybody's just trying to get their fucking iron in, you know?
Yeah.
Roll up, and he's just like, hey man, like, you still using it? Can I go now? She's just like, I'm almost done. Almost done, bro.
And he has to take out his AirPod. Dude, I'm trying to lift.
Yeah.
I don't speak broke.
He looks me up and down. He sees my earphones. First thing, he's just like, yeah, sorry, bro. I'm not done yet. Puts his AirPod back in. His homie's just like, yo, bro. They both have AirPods. So you already know they're like, that friendship is solidified. So they just start spawning together. But
they both start like moaning together too.
Yeah, they're just like, bro, come on.
But like, no homo, yeah. So like, it doesn't matter, right?
What's up?
Because they say no homo before that.
No. They do. This is just full homo at this point. He's just like, bro, your shirt's looking a little tight. Take it off while we lift. He's just like, oh yeah, bro, I'll spot you right now, man.
What kind of gym do you go to?
24.
Okay.
Please don't revoke my pass.
Do you still go?
I've been trying to get back into it. I'm really sore from when I went to LA Fitness.
Dude, I go like once a week at my school.
Really? Aren't you on campus terrible. For like 10 hours a day?
For Mondays.
Just Mondays? What about Wednesdays? One class?
I just have one class. That's why I only go on Wednesdays.
Just go in between your gaps.
Dude,
on
it's crazy though, because like the entire bottom floor is like the free weights and the machines and everything. Yeah. But they're all taken, so I'm just stuck doing cardio upstairs.
Is the gym at your school free?
Yeah.
Well, damn tuition. Fucking straight. It better be free part of that tuition, bro. Dude, Nathan, you know what you need to do? Go to the Apple Store. You know what you need to buy? AirPods. You know what you need to do afterwards? Go back to the gym.
I just walk into the first floor and everyone's like, yo, you want to spot us? You want to get a set in with us?
No. You walk up to whatever machine you're trying to work and they're just like, oh, fuck, he has AirPods. So let's go. Hurry,
they all
hurry.
Just scatter.
Yeah. Jimmy, hurry the fuck up. He has Jimmy. AirPods. He's not broke, bro. Do you hear me?
No, dude, I'm never getting AirPods.
You're waiting for AirPods 2.
AirPods 2.
AirPods 2, obviously.
Because you're not trying to be broke. Yeah, I'm trying to save up for those Louis Vuitton AirPods right now.
I want the Jewel AirPods.
The Jewel? Oh, fuck. I need that in my life.
Oh, yeah, the Jewel with the connect.
Yeah, that's so
oh,
dumb.
My God.
So
that was a solid meme. Where's your Jewel?
I stopped using it.
Your mango Jewel.
Mango flavor?
Mango
you racist
flavor.
Bastards. Just because I'm Filipino.
Mango's your favorite fruit, so.
Mango is not my favorite fruit.
It's one
is.
Of your favorites.
Is it not?
No.
You thought so too, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Actually, strawberries.
What?
Yeah, it's good. Cut them up, you know? Just
okay.
Dice them.
You dice your strawberries?
Put them a little acai bowl. Get some honey up in there and just crunch.
Crunch.
All right, fuck my stories. Anybody else have any fucking spectacular?
I think Jordan wanted to talk about some conspiracies.
No, wait, Jordan, something happened to you.
Oh,
nothing
what happened?
Happened.
Oh, okay.
I want to know.
I don't know if we should.
Should we?
I don't know.
It's not relevant.
No, it's. Oh, yeah, you're right. It's not relevant. But it is big news.
Oh, what it's massive news.
Like, something is humongous. Like, there's a huge amount of news.
I want to know.
I mean,
I don't
it's
think you want to know.
I don't think you
why?
Want to know. No. It would change your view. It would change your perspective.
If we get 1,000 views on this podcast, we will talk
Jordan
about
Jordan will
it.
Share the picture of what we're trying to talk
we
about.
We are not going
to
share the picture of what we're talking about, but we will discuss
what?
This. Moving on.
It's on that picture originally.
It's too big of news to share.
Like, it's a whole heaping load of 8 inches of news.
Moving on.
What?
I've been watching Shane Dawson for a while. It is new.
Let's talk about his conspiracy.
Yeah,
did you guys hear about his conspiracy?
No,
which
no, no.
one?
About Chuck E. Cheese?
Wait, I've heard something about Chuck E. Cheese, but what
was it about?
I made him watch
you
it
You have
today.
My attention.
What is it about?
So basically, they recycle their pizza. That's,
okay,
that's
no,
the
this
theory.
Is the theory, yeah.
Mm. Yeah, not saying that they do, but that's a theory. So well, the theory is, like, when you don't eat your leftovers... They go around and collect them from different tables, and then they compile them into one big pizza in the back.
And so serve it again?
Yeah.
And they just reheat it.
Yeah, and they put cheese where the crust is, and they kind of like glue the slices together. So like, if you look at the pictures online, the slices of pizza aren't all the same size, and the way the line goes from each slice, they're like parts.
Are
so
you sure they just don't cut their pizzas awful?
Well, no, if you watch their video, there's a guy that walked past the people that just finished their food, and he, like, checked the pizza. Like, you can tell. It's in the video.
Check the
pizza.
And Shane Dawson actually...
He visited a Chuck E. Cheese.
No, not even that. He apparently had a friend who used to work there, and they said that was a problem back then.
Wait, but they stopped doing it. But
yeah,
who
but
really knows?
Hold on, I gotta pull up.
So it's like actually real.
Well, it's a theory, but like
theoretically, it's highly possible. It's just a conspiracy.
If you look at the pizzas, though, it's pretty possible. Like the pepperonis don't line up.
Oh.
And like, look, the slices aren't even the same.
No.
But they also tweeted that they don't. So we have to believe corporate.
Yeah.
Oh, well, duh. Corporate knows everything. That's how do you think they're still a business?
It's just scarring my childhood, though. Like, I used to have birthday parties. I used to have birthday parties there.
I've never been. I really want to go.
Chuck E. Cheese?
Yeah, I've never been there.
No, you don't want to go. You're 18.
I've like read about it and I've seen like books and like.
Oh yeah, because you're international.
Yeah, because you're a tourist.
It's
back
like
in
Vegas.
You come back with your little trash can camera. You're just like, oh my god, this is Chuck E. Cheese.
I mean, you can just go to Dave and Buster's. It's
basically the
Dave
same
and
thing.
Buster's, like places like Dave and Buster's, Chuck E. Cheese, In and Out. They were like just like.
Dave and Buster's is like, you know, more for like older kids. Here.
They were myths.
Like myths. Like the seven wonders of the United States. You never actually, like, yeah. You never actually, like,
you're
like
experience.
We have one left. Have experience.
There's a Starbucks where?
Well, Chuck E. Cheese is like Vegas of, like, kids.
What?
For kids.
Oh.
You go and you spend your tokens
and gamble.
Yeah,
like, I've heard of that. Yeah. But
that's
what
another conspiracy.
That's what Howie's is for.
They influence.
Howie's isn't around anymore.
I know, dude. TBT.
I don't know what Howie's is.
Howie's was like. Oh, sorry. Oh, we're about to get nerdy real quick. Let me just hit on my glasses. All right. So Howie's was a Game Shack. Oh,
a Game Shack?
So
like
basically
Dave and Buster's?
No, but like for video games.
Your voice changed.
So there was like Xboxes, PCs,
so
stuff like that.
So basically like what you would pay for a certain amount of time to play whatever they had in there.
It was like it's like a gym, but for gaming nerds.
That's a good way of saying
okay,
it, actually.
Okay. I think I get
because
what you mean.
They even sell like energy drinks there and like food.
Wow.
And it's
oh yeah.
It's crazy.
That's right.
Get what you mean. Okay, I got it.
Yeah, yeah. So that was like your big finding this week, this Chuck E. Cheese.
Well, yeah, I watched the video and I was like, damn, that ruins my
childhood.
He
showed me it earlier today.
Yeah, I made him watch it earlier today. It ruined my childhood.
Like, were you like really excited to get off work to watch it? You're like,
oh,
fuck. Oh. You're like
the only
hey.
Thing I was looking forward to today.
You're like, hey man, can I get off work early? I need to watch this fucking conspiracy theory.
It's a lit theory. I would recommend it to anyone watching right now.
I don't know what you're saying.
Online, Shane Dawson YouTube. Just plug in Shane Dawson right now.
All right.
Okay.
So Jordan, what's the incident? All right.
The incident. Well, that's the big news, so we'll share that eventually. Yeah, I just put that there. But let's talk about, what's it called? Apex versus Fortnite.
These are some excellent segues, by the way.
I'm so glad you're just transitioning like butter to the next topic.
We're not talking about the incident, so.
Apex versus. No, what is the incident?
What incident?
The 8 inches mystery.
The massive news?
Yes.
That's the incident?
Yes.
The massive...
Oh, well, I guess we can't share that.
News?
Yeah.
So what's birth?
Oh, my birthday.
When is your birthday?
Oh, that's right. Oh, shit. It was your birthday the other day.
Yeah, just turned 20.
Oh, really? Shit. Happy birthday.
Oh, thanks. Yeah. I didn't do much.
Why not?
Yeah, why didn't you?
Well, I had class.
You went to Chuck E. Cheese?
I went to class.
Your professor didn't give some exciting...
No.
Birthday wishes.
No, I didn't.
How old are you? 20?
I am 20.
Okay.
He's 20 years young, living in the OC. What's up?
Saw, bro.
You know what he does on the weekends? He gets drone shots.
At the Hollywood Hills.
Of Newport Beach. Not even Hollywood Hills. Just Newport Beach.
How was the birthday?
Oh, yeah.
It was pretty boring.
Are you not going to do anything?
Just got some sushi. I don't know. Probably not.
Who'd you get sushi with?
My mom.
Oh, how nice.
It was very nice.
Where'd you guys go?
Riptide. Their sushi is pretty good.
It's good, but, you know. It was
the best sushi I've had in a while.
A little mile further, and you're just at Zanko's.
It was pretty good. It was right by my school, too, and I had to go to class after.
Oh, Saddleback.
Yes.
Sick.
The School of Gods.
I went there to pick up my check the other day, and I was like,
bro,
I do not like this campus.
She's like, what are these buildings?
It just looks like, huh?
You went to Saddleback?
Yeah, because the district office is there. Yeah, so I had to pick up my check
how
there.
How the fuck does it look like IVC? I already know you're going to say
it. It just like looks like IVC, but red.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does.
Red. You only saw one part of the campus. Just wait till you walk outside of that area.
Oh, yeah, the main part.
It is like just IVC, yeah. Hills on hills, and parking looks like shit. Like,
it's not that bad. Compared to our high school? Our high school parking lot was
ass. So much better.
It was in the middle of, like, a canyon.
I mean, parking was still fine.
Okay.
Okay. Anyways.
Nathan, anything to add?
About Saddleback?
Your home school.
You used to go there?
I did, yeah. For 3 years.
And then he dropped out. You know, school wasn't for him.
Yeah, now I'm a...
independent filmmaker.
Now he goes to Full Sail University.
Dude, I actually thought about applying back in the day.
Can I put just? Can we just yikes? That's all I can say.
Well, I was looking because I didn't necessarily want to go to like community college or just think about like trade school.
You're like, bro, community college just.
Are you applying this year?
No, I'm just gonna go to Saddleback until I figure out what I want to do.
Okay.
But I was thinking maybe trade school. But I need to figure out what I want.
Trade school?
Yeah.
What is trade school?
Like Yu-Gi-Oh card trading?
No, so you find out what you want to do and then you specialize in it.
No, I know. I know what you mean. So like you my go mom to wanted me to do that too.
So you go to like culinary school or something else? I'm thinking culinary. So that's why. But yeah, I was thinking trade school because like you actually get to like work on that one art.
Well, I need you to do HVAC systems.
Wait, do you get a degree?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think it's like associates or something like that. But you can also just...
You would get a certificate. You'd be literally certified to do that one job.
Yeah.
And then from that point, since it's such a niche position, you can kind of make your pricing in most cases, depending on where you work.
Fuck, dude. I must sound like an idiot. I don't even know what a trade school
yeah,
is.
Yeah, me neither.
Well, it's like plumbing. Plumbing is a trade school.
Oh, okay.
I'm local.
Look. Like, for example, plumbing is a trade.
Oh, yeah.
You
is it?
Yeah. It's considered
a
trade.
You don't have to go to school for plumbing, though.
Well, no, but you get certified to be able to.
Yeah, like plumb. You have to learn how to fix.
You think that everybody's like, oh, dude, let's just.
No, yeah, some people just apply and they shadow. Like, I've had
my
someone
internships,
plumbing,
yeah.
And they're like, all right, yeah, this is just new employee. He's just gonna shadow me.
Well, because like I don't think you need a
like
bachelor's
you,
degree to like
to plumb.
To plumb.
No, I know. I thought
you
just like, apply.
Need a PhD.
I thought you just apply to like Dave's Plumbing down the street and be like,
Dave's
hey, I wanna start plumbing.
Well, yeah, but like in other cases, you would legitimately be certified. Like he's probably shadowing to get hand-on experience.
All right, sure.
But also, he's probably watched a lot of YouTube videos.
But like,
like he has a favorite. It's just plumbing 101, and then he next semester plumbing 2A.
But that's like the bottom of the trade schools, though. So like, if you go to culinary school or like art,
bank
no, but I'm
from
just
their trade.
But I'm just saying, if you go to like culinary school or like an art school, that's a trade school. It's more defined, and you can go and do whatever you want because you have that certificate. Plumbing is just like you can go do it and learn it anywhere.
Yeah, but the thing with plumbing is like nobody wants to learn how to plumb. That's why plumbers make bank.
Are you thinking about becoming a plumber?
No, fuck no.
You know a lot about
like me. Really plugging the
saying no one wants
thing.
To plumb.
Nathan, please tell me that when you have an issue in your house.
I mean, hey, people
just,
can plumb.
You just
dude.
Roll up the sleeves. And you're just like, all right, let's fucking get to work.
Yeah, dude.
Just turn on Kanye's next song playlist. Like, oh,
well,
why would
you pay for a guy to like just get a plunger out?
Well, no, like that's obviously the things that you can do. But like, if it's like, say,
right,
because
when the water drain inside your wall breaks, you're gonna be like, let me go get my plunger.
No.
Sweetie!
Sweetie,
the water turned off. Let me get the plunger.
No, before the plunger, Nathan, you
have
to hit up WikiHow. And then they tell you you don't need a plunger. You're just like, fuck, we need to call the professionals.
I was talking about like
the
little thing.
Honey, call Cox.
Honey, we need a plunger.
I can't watch Netflix. I can't watch Stranger Things.
We need to plunge the router. Internet's down.
Can you get the Magnum
Internet's
plunger?
Internet's down, honey.
Hey, anyway. Yo, sister. Can you get
in the south? No, they just no. They.
Why can't it be in the
I think people
north.
In the south are born to know how to fix things. I feel like they're just like
yeah, because like in the any like plumbing company or like any person who knows how to fix these things are like 40 miles away from their farm.
They're always like inland, like just like Riverside. I don't even know why I said Riverside.
Because Riverside is a shit.
Whoa!
It's actually pretty
dude,
nice.
Okay, I go to Riverside.
There's some nice areas.
I just immediately get bored. I'm just like, what am
I
doing?
You're insulting people who may live in Riverside.
There's some nice places out there.
Riverside's
okay, look, I
everywhere
just,
is amazing.
Is just like cutting the audiences off.
I'm burning bridges on the first episode. No, I've just had bad experiences going to Riverside. I'm probably, if I go now at this age, I feel like I could probably have more fun than I
did. Well, the thing is, anywhere you go, there's going to be bad neighborhoods, bad areas.
No, nothing is ever wrong in SoCal.
Nothing bad I have to say is
nothing
their
happened.
Traffic.
Huh?
Their traffic is bad.
Oh, yeah. No,
Riverside?
Yeah.
Is it?
LA bad?
Inland.
Or?
Inland.
You don't drive.
Like, LA bad or?
Yeah, equally.
Yikes.
Yeah.
Because, like, they didn't even, they, like, had to make express lanes, pay extra.
Oh, no.
And it still gets backed up.
The express
bro,
lane.
You just pay
it's like, what?
You just pay the express lane again, and then you just go over everyone.
I'm just going to pay a little extra just so I can avoid just like 2 minutes of traffic.
Or just why you just, you know, just get a PJ and just fly.
I was going to say that. I was ready to say that. You took it from me.
Like, you just get a PJ, bro.
Okay.
I don't know about that.
You wouldn't get a PJ?
I mean, I don't think people in Riverside can afford a PJ. Just judging on their
demographics, I keep hearing something else. That
PJ? Oh, are you trying to hear? Are you referring to the male reproduction organ?
No.
Oh, okay.
I'm referring to what you do to the male reproduction organ.
PJ?
No, BJ, dude.
Oh, sorry. I'm a child of God. I don't know what that is.
I'm just thinking of peanut butter and jelly. I don't know what you guys were thinking.
Yeah.
PJ.
I was thinking PJ Penn.
All right, let's move
on.
All
right, moving on. Anyways.
Bill Cosby.
No, I don't want to talk about that guy.
Why
what
not,
happened
dude?
With Bill Cosby?
It's Bill Cosby.
He thinks prison's amazing. It's an amazing experience.
Is he in prison?
Yeah. Does he have a plunger?
Lindsay, do you know who Bill Cosby is?
Yeah, I know who Bill Cosby is, but I don't...
Do you know why he's in prison? So he you know, back then, you know, when drugs were cool...
Uh-huh.
He would
he's dying.
That's what Bill Cosby would do to his victims. He would just make them laugh and then take him backstage.
Ooh.
And then touch him. That's why he's in prison.
Minors.
Oh.
Yeah, minors. Specifically minors. He's just like, "How old are you, Billy?" I'm 18, Bill. Next. It was always minors.
That's disgusting. Oh man.
Oh. Okay. Yeah. How long is he in prison for? But he says like now he's still
I think it's
in prison
life.
Now.
I'm pretty sure it's
he just got into like general public prison or whatever.
Oh, okay. And he's like, oh, it's an amazing experience.
Yeah.
He's like, bro, like,
but he still won't admit to being guilty for anything.
He won't admit.
He compares himself to like Martin Luther King Jr. because he like.
So he had a dream too?
Yeah, dude. He compares himself to like these people who were.
It's a dream.
For like people who were in jail for like their movements and their.
Oh, like Gandhi.
Yeah.
Oh, so he thinks
he compared himself to Gandhi as well.
Really? Oh.
Gandhi and like Malcolm
Mandela.
X. Yeah.
Yikes.
I mean,
honestly.
No.
He did
no.
break barriers for comedy
no.
in the world of comedy.
He actually did, though.
He did.
Yeah.
Dave Chappelle put it best. He rapes, but he saves.
Is that what he said?
Yeah, the very end.
No.
Bro, at the end of his comedy, he alludes to it so hard. Like, when you rewatch the content, he talks about a superhero, right?
And what is superhero?
So, okay, the skit was a guy asked him, like, hey, Dave, like, any ideas on a new superhero? He's like, Teddy, I got you. And he's describing a superhero. He's like, so the superhero, he has every power you can think of. He's like Superman, right?
Okay.
But the only way he can activate his powers is if he touches somebody.
No. Oh, I've heard
no.
that. Okay. No, I've heard this.
And
yeah.
And nobody knows who he is because and or no no he nobody lets him touch them because you know it's rape.
Of course.
Yeah.
Wait, he has to touch them sexually?
Yes.
Inappropriately.
Like
oh, okay.
that's how you activate like powers. That's his. Ah, fuck! I can't think of what a superhero. It's all
talking
about.
Wasn't there an anime that was like that?
Why are you watching that anime?
No, where you had to do something and then
no,
you
no, I think
that's
anime.
Called hentai.
Why are you looking at me?
Yeah. I think that's called hentai, Jordan.
No, I'm not saying you had to touch yourself, but like you had to eat and then you activate powers. I'll think of it.
Yeah, what hentai?
We're moving on anyway.
Yeah, so basically
that's a weird little segment.
The skit was like, oh, like he rapes what he saves. And then he's like, yeah, Bill Cosby was like that. Like, before anybody knew about all of his allegations, he had helped, like, a bunch of the kids in the communities.
I just got a notification.
Is it Bill Cosby related?
I have a quiz due tonight.
Oh, jeez.
What time is it?
Due at 11:59.
Oh, dude, you're fine. It's only 7:30 here. But, yeah, like, the skit was basically just, like, alluding to how Bill Cosby was an icon to communities, like for the younger generation. Obviously, you know, before
the rape
he was found. But yeah, it was just like a good little skit. I was like, holy fuck, like I didn't piece it together until the very end. He's like, yeah, that was Bill Cosby. And I was like, fuck.
Speaking of that, have you guys watched the documentary Taken in Plain Sight?
I haven't seen it, no.
Or Abducted in Plain Sight?
No. I heard it was good, though.
What is it about?
Wait, Nathan, I thought you told them to watch
it. I did. I actually started it, but...
It's a documentary?
Yeah, a docuseries.
It's creepy.
So how did the conversation go? You were just like...
So this guy's, like, these people, they move into this house, and the neighbor, like, is all friendly and, like, gets to know the family. Yeah, but he's a pedophile.
Okay.
But the family doesn't know that. So then he takes his girl to go see horses and drugs her and, like, makes her believe that aliens took her and that she's an alien and that it's her mission to give birth to a baby.
His kid?
Yeah.
With him?
I think
exactly.
The Simpsons did it.
And the girl is a minor.
Yeah, and then they travel to Mexico, he marries her, and then, like, comes back, and then the family press charges.
Yeah.
And then, like, the spoiler wife of the husband, like, comes to them and is like, can you please...
Oh,
like,
yeah, you're going to say spoiler alert, bro.
Spoiler.
Oh, it's too late now.
At this point, you should just give the credit, just announce the entire credit.
To be fair, it's not any... It's real life, so this happened.
This is real events.
Happened. Yeah, this actually happened. So then they dropped the
charges.
Like
Paranormal Activity, that was based on true events.
I don't know about that. But they dropped the charges and they, like, let him back into their lives. And then the guy messes around with the dad and the mother to break them up.
What?
So he's, like, messing around with the whole family, basically. Yeah. And then he abducts the girl again. And I'm like, how are you so dumb to let the... I don't know. It's a weird documentary. I would recommend it. It's on Netflix.
It's, you know...
He said he was an alien?
Yeah. No, he, like, put a box next to her and tied her down after he abducted her the first time. And, like, made it sound like aliens. And was like, you are an alien. Your job is to repopulate in the next room. This is going to be the person you're going to repopulate with.
And it's like a...
She was like...
What anime is that?
But she was drugged.
A little bit, but she was 12, though. So, like...
Oh, she was 12?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. She
was young.
Oh,
my God.
So she was manipulated into this, and, like, she talks in the story, and she, like... Now she has a book and everything. So.
It's like a more fucked up version than, like, Heaven's Gate.
Never watched that.
Wait, so she's, like...
No, it's like a cult.
Alive, right?
Yeah, she's alive now, yeah. And the guy killed himself in prison and stuff. But
he's like, haha, watch this, bitches.
But yeah, it's like, it's a crazy story. Because it was back before, like, all the security and everybody, like, knew about pedophiles, really.
I'm pretty sure people knew about pedophiles.
No, but they didn't really care as much back in, like, the 70s.
Well, yeah, everybody was on drugs.
They were like, we're busy trying to find fucking Coney.
That's in 2012, bro.
If you guys know where Coney is, please let us know and forward to the police.
Yeah, that's just an interesting documentary. I'd recommend it.
This was back in the 70s.
It was back, like, when, you know, people didn't really pay attention to their kids.
Yeah.
They just kind of just let them do. Grew up.
When was Heaven's Gate? Do you guys, the cult?
I think I know what you're talking about, but I don't remember, like...
It was like that guy, he founded this cult, and then he eventually had all the people, the members, commit suicide.
Was it drinking, like...
Yeah.
That's how the guy killed himself. He drank something in prison, and it killed him.
Yeah, it was based on about, like, the comet, Halley's Comet or whatever was passing by, and they had to kill themselves to get abducted to the higher place or something.
Y'all will never believe it. It was classified as a religious group.
Yeah, a religious cult.
It was an American UFO religious millenarian cult based in San Diego. Shout out SDSU.
Oh, San Diego? I thought
SDSU.
It was like Arizona.
Nah.
What?
Founded at SDSU.
Yeah. It was in the Pike House. You know how it goes out of college. Boys will be boys, you know? You just tell girls, yo, there's going to be a UFO coming through here, bro. You have to take this fucking Smirnoff.
Hey, Club Rush, everybody join. Heaven's Gate.
No, I think they would all be high. I think they'd have to be high to believe what he would have to say.
Join Heaven's Gate.
Like, yo, dude, this comment, like, dude, we got to get to this higher place.
Bro, just listen to these names. Marshall Applewhite and Bonnie Nettles.
Bonnie Nettles.
Like, what the fuck? These fucking names, bro.
Why would you ever name your child, like, Bonnie? Like,
Bonnie and Clyde.
Well, duh, it's short for Bonita.
Giving birth to like an 80-year-old straight away, Bonnie.
My friend's mom is named Bonnie.
Really?
Yeah. Are you still friends with them? Are you sure?
It's Bonnie.
I know who you're talking about. Are you sure? You're
still I just saw him. I just saw him last night.
Saw him like accidentally or wait, intentionally?
Yeah.
I thought he moved.
I thought he did too.
He's back.
It's like I thought he did too.
No, he's cool. It's cool.
Are you sure?
I'm pretty sure he was high, but he's cool.
Are you sure he was cool because he was high? Or was he just cool and then he was high?
No, yeah, he's chill.
All right. I haven't spoken to that man since middle school.
Oh, yeah,
we had a hard falling out.
We all know.
Is he the one that you fighted?
We all don't know. Not all of us know. That you fought? What is this exclusivity? All of us know.
No. It's fine.
No, I was this old friend. Him and I just used to butt heads a lot.
Friends with a bunch of liars.
Yeah.
Like, we used to butt heads a lot. Speaking of each other. Butting heads and a lot, 21 Savage, he's...
British.
Yeah.
No, that was all false, remember? No.
Didn't he get deported?
Not yet.
No. He paid out his...
Visa?
Didn't he was being detained, but he got... Oh, no. Jay-Z hired a lawyer that helped him get out.
Really?
Yeah.
So he's still here?
Jay-Z is a baller.
Huh? So he's still here?
Yeah.
Didn't he apply for political asylum, though, when he first came here?
What your friend was telling us was he had applied when he first came here, but they're trying to pin it that he never did apply for political asylum, allowing him to stay here, like, indefinitely.
Yeah.
So they were like, oh, dude, like, I don't know what the fuck you're talking about, bro. We're like, well, we don't have your paperwork. But 21 definitely has all the paperwork somewhere, you know, his school email or something, because he was here for a student visa.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
He was here for a student visa?
Yeah.
Is he a student?
He was.
Oh, what school did he go to?
Do you know?
Washington State? I thought that would be important information.
No, actually, he's part of Ohio. Go Bucks.
He's actually a law student at Harvard.
Bro, are you sure he's not a...
I don't get it. Like, why would I go through this entire process to try to deport 21 Savage? Well, why?
Because that's their job. They're trying to deport people who are here illegally.
The saddest part of all that was, like, seeing him with his kid in his hand.
The thing is... Apparently, he went on, like, Good Morning America, like, today or something.
So he insulted ICE. Is that why?
No, he said it was, like, planned. Like, they were waiting for him. Like, someone snitched him.
Have you not seen the memes with Tekashi 6ix9ine? He's like, yo, like, if you guys let me go, have you guys noticed that 21 looks awfully British?
I have not seen
that. You have not seen them?
I've seen the memes. I think they're stupid.
Isn't 6ix9ine in jail?
Yeah, he got 69 years in jail.
No, he didn't.
He did. Look it up.
69 years in jail.
Yeah. It's so funny.
I don't get immigration laws in this country. Funny. I don't get it. Because, like, okay, so there was this one guy.
I mean, it's been changed drastically since Trump has been president.
Yeah, I know. So, like, in Singapore, there was this. This was under, I can't remember if it was under Obama or Trump. I think it was Trump. But there was this one guy in Singapore. He like, wrote a lot of things. He had a blog, and he became really, like, infamous in Singapore because he was really racist on his blog post, and he spoke out, like, against, like, Christians and Muslims, and he was, like, really, really hateful on his blog. So we don't have, like, the First Amendment in Singapore, so technically he was breaking the law. So back then he was 17, so they put him in, like, juvie, right? So, yeah, and then he got released on probation, and then he, like, continued, like, all his racist shit, and he kept blogging and saying...
This is your friend?
No.
Like, Jesus, it's just Hamilton too.
No, it's just a guy like with that he like blew up on in Singapore, and then yeah, he continued all his racist shit. So by then he turned 18, so they put him in jail for I can't remember his sentence, but they put him in jail, and then he got out on bail, and then he applied for political asylum here, and he got it. So now he's here. They revoked his citizenship in Singapore, and so now he's here with no passport or anything, but they let him be here. So I don't understand why the immigration allows people like that to be here, but like go after people who have done like nothing wrong.
Because Trump is racist.
Well, it's also people that don't apply for anything. They just come here illegally.
That's true, but like
it's also to make a statement considering he's a high profile character. Like, hey, if we get 21, we got them all. Like
the reason for the U.S. to like allow him to be here was because there's a First Amendment here, and technically he was exercising his freedom of speech.
Asylum here, basically.
Yeah, yeah. So they're like, oh, he didn't technically do anything wrong over here, so he can come here because like land of the free and stuff like that. But like, why would you ever want like? Well, I mean. Trump is racist, so yeah, so why would you want someone like that in your country? I don't understand.
Oh, speaking of fucking Trump, there's this thing I saw on Reddit. He made a statement. Oh fuck, if I could find it, I'll pull it up.
He made a lot of statements.
Yeah, no, but the statement was just like hardcore, like how the fuck do people kind of just go like backing him up still? Let me try and find it.
He has made a lot of statements like that.
It was recent. It was like within this week. I can't remember it off the top of my head. On a lighter note though, I'm on season 3 of Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
It gets better.
I haven't started it.
Dude, can you guys hear me well?
Yeah.
Talk?
I can't even hear myself.
I can hear
just
you.
You are a little low.
Yeah, just your volume.
Am I?
Yeah.
I'm like maxed out, dude.
Are you?
Yeah.
Adjust your thing in the menu.
Yeah. You're good.
Politics. I should be maxed out.
Jordan, we're actually live.
We are.
How's Brooklyn Nine-Nine so far?
You guys should watch the first episode.
Amazing.
Do you guys care if I spoil it?
I don't care.
Do you care if I spoil
it's
it?
It's really good.
No, I don't care. I'm probably gonna end up watching it, but I don't
so
care.
So season 3
spoiler alert if you guys are watching.
I'm on the episode that Scully and Hitchcock just were like the last episode I watched was Scully and Hitchcock were the ones to break down a drug deal, like a huge drug chain.
Okay.
And I'm at that point where like Jake and Amy are dating. Dude, Melissa Fermoto.
Who?
Yeah. Anyways.
Yeah. I kind of figured 10 out of 10.
I
kind of figured they would start dating.
Yeah, right? They just kind of get that vibe off.
Yeah.
I remember I asked Lindsay, I was like, Lindsay, just be real with me. Like, do they date? And she just goes,
wait, who?
Huh?
Who?
Jake two characters Amy. In the
oh,
show.
Shit.
Oh, Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Yeah. And then okay. I'm like, Lindsay, do they date? And she goes, they'll date if you want them to. And I was like, bitch, like you were the worst person to talk to shows
am
about.
Am I supposed to like spoil it or what?
Well, I was at that point. I was at the end of season. They got together at the end of season 2. I was there like 2 episodes away when I asked that question. You're just like,
oh, I didn't want to spoil it. So what was I supposed to do?
You can't just force a relationship. You know, just if they want
to be fair, it would probably ruin it for you if you already knew. You're like, oh, this all this.
Yeah.
Well,
up.
No, because it makes sense. It makes sense when you just get to season 2. You'll see.
Well, there's a lot of build up to it. That's
yeah,
what
yeah, there is. Yeah,
it probably ruins it all if you already know.
Yeah. So,
Nathan, did you have anything to say today? I feel like you have a lot. You did not get to bring up any of your stories.
Let's talk about the guy that was laughing
dude,
at Family
I'm
Feud.
I'm welcome to listen to any of you guys. What was that?
Let's talk about the guy that was laughing at Family Feud that you happened to mention.
I mean, he was just sitting next to me and like
laughing at Family Feud.
He was just watching Family Feud. I don't know why this is even important. I don't even know why I want to talk about it. I was just in class. Professor's giving a lecture. And this guy next to me is just like dying laughing. But no one can hear him. And I look over and he's just watching Family Feud.
Oh, my grandma.
And I was like, I have nothing to say about that. It's
just
like,
jealous.
I just thought
he's
like,
he's like, damn it, Jordan, why did you bring it up?
I don't even know why.
Bro, were you like just dumbfounded? You're like, bro, this guy's paying the same amount of tuition as me and he's just watching Family Feud.
Yeah.
Like, what?
Well, I guess so. It's like,
you tap the guy next to you, like, bro, do you see this shit? Like, this man.
He's just showing up for attendance.
Straight he's up. Like, you tap him, like, yo, what are you here for? He's like, oh, I'm just here for the extra credit. You're just like, what the fuck?
Oh, no. You know what's funny, though? It's because it's the same guy, and we were talking about just, like, new media in general. And he was saying, like, the purpose of, like...
The guy that was laughing at Family Feud?
Yeah.
So you struck up a conversation with him?
No. The professor was talking about, okay. like, new media.
Yeah.
Because it's, like, a new media class.
Uh-huh.
And we were talking about the purpose of televisions.
Okay.
And he was just watching Family Feud. And then the professor was like, so, like, what were, like, on televisions back then? He was referring to, like, what's built inside televisions. And the guy just takes a break. Okay. He raises his hand. He's like, TV shows.
I honestly was surprised he didn't just say Family Feud.
Family Feud.
Professor, I got it.
I mean, I'm sure that's why he said it, because he was watching it. But everyone turned around and looked at him. And the professor was like, yeah, but, like, I'm talking about, like, what's actually in the television.
some kid in the front is just like, you fucking retard.
I was shaking my head.
But you were watching it with him, too. You're like, yo, I know you just got roasted, bro, but can you put it back on? Like, I'm trying to watch,
Can you just
too.
Tilt it a little bit so I can see it, too?
You're like, yo, I have a suggestion. Can you start Brooklyn Nine-Nine?
Can you just put on The Office? This episode's kind of boring and Family Feud. I don't know about that.
Office, I don't know about that one, guys.
Office is the best show on
How
Netflix.
Okay, I haven't watched The Office yet, but you are, like, really against The Office for some reason.
I just don't. It's I've really seen good. Enough, like, snippets of it. I'm just like, ah.
That's really good.
That's it.
It's really good. Yeah, I heard.
Doesn't spark my interest with what you guys have shown me.
But you, like,
you were
it.
Laughing
you, like,
hysterical about on the second episode.
Yeah, you loved the racist one.
Because it's just like, fuck, like, they did that on television.
Yeah.
You mean the post-it one?
Yeah.
They're like, D-Bears, you're going to fucking love this. I was like,
am I a
what
woman?
What are you guys talking about?
He died on that one. Yeah, he died on that
He's
one.
He's like,
so
I can't drive.
You love the racist, sexist one, then.
Well, yeah, because it's on live. That was on live television. Like, the fact that they did that, I like that type of comedy, where it's just like, how are we going to get away with this shit?
I think you just like racist, sexist comedy.
No.
That's it.
No, really.
Okay. Okay, really? For sure.
Actually, I don't know. I mean, I like Dave Chappelle, and he has some pretty good fucking jokes.
Okay.
I also like... No,
you mean jokes about...
I mean, you also laugh at the part where he's like, cookie, cookie.
You both laugh at that. You guys were in the car and just like, hey, Jordan, you want
the
cookie, cookie?
It's the highlight of the episode.
I was watching an interview with Steve Carell, though, and they were talking about, like, bringing it back and, like...
The Office?
Cookie? And remaking it. And he was like, the comedy that was in the show wouldn't work in today's climate.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I agree with it.
Oh, easily.
Oh, yeah? Tell us a little more about today's climate.
Everything's yeah, dude, what do you think?
Why wouldn't it work in today's climate?
Everything's politically correct.
Jordan, what do you think of today's media?
Let's talk about why it wouldn't work in today's climate.
Jordan looks terrified right now.
Jordan, can you write me a 10-page MLA format on the new media and today's climate?
No.
I want a solid thesis.
But, like, how are you going to know that that's not what you want to do? Like, what if that's what you want to
do?
Oh, fuck. He got you.
All right, bye, guys. It's been nice being part of the podcast.
Okay.
Any other shows people like, enjoy?
Parks and Rec.
That one's good, but not as good as The Office.
Parks and Rec is good. I really need to finish Community.
I heard that one's good. I haven't watched it yet.
It's really good. It's because Yahoo bought them out, so it's all on Yahoo. Don't watch the movie, though. The movie apparently really sucks. That's all I'm saying.
Wait, Yahoo has their own streaming service?
What is it? It's just Yahoo?
Just on Yahoo. I don't know what it's called. It's been a while since I've watched Community.
But they made a Parks and Rec movie?
No. Community. Community has a movie.
Oh.
Like, after you watch all of it, they tried making a movie, and, like, the movie was apparently trash.
Oh, I see.
Just like the ending of How I Met Your Mother, I only like the alternate ending. That's
the
real
ending. Which one was the alternate ending?
The one where Ra, the wife, is alive.
Oh,
and he doesn't go back to Robin.
Yeah.
That's the real ending.
Yeah.
How are you going to build up all nine seasons? They're just like, oh, these bitches are going to love this ending. Like, wait for
and
it.
And she dies.
We're going to hype up the wife. You know what we're going to do? You know, like, come
Unpopular
here.
Opinion.
Come here,
you
know
what I enjoyed it.
You
like
that
ending?
I thought it wrapped everything up.
Of what?
How I Met Your Mother.
How I Met Your Mother.
Oh, spoiler alert for a fucking, like...
Oh, shit.
What is it, like... is it 3 or 4 years old now?
Oh,
How
dude.
I Met Your Mother?
Yeah.
It's four years old.
Yeah, it ended in 16, yeah.
If people haven't seen it, like...
Go watch it. It's good. I just like how it wraps everything up. It kind of starts at kind of how it begins.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, we've been waiting for this mother for 8 seasons. Get her for the 9th season. She dies of cancer. Yeah, it wraps everything
like they literally
up.
Hype up every episode each person in the group meets her. How Barney wants Ted to hook up with her. And it's just like, she's dead, bitches. Ha! We got him.
Jesus Christ. That was loud. I'm going to have to tone that one down.
No, but I just like how it ends, how it begun with the blue horn. How he shows up at her
doorstep.
Oh, the
French horn.
Yeah, the French horn.
Yeah, you know what I also like?
That's with Robin.
Yeah. You know what I also like?
He ended up with Robin. Yeah. He went to steal the blue French horn again.
Yeah, and he brings it back.
For the last episode. Because
the weird part was like his kids were like, yo, Piper, like, go.
Yeah, but it's just like.
Pipe on Robin, huh?
It's just like an awkward, like.
I didn't like it either. I didn't like.
Like, sure, it wraps it up, but it's like, dude, come on. She just died of cancer. You're just going to like.
I know.
He's just like, yo, like. Hey man, Dad. Like I know our mom just died of cancer, but go pipe.
No, I don't
Robin.
Think. I don't think. Like
I don't think she just
the time,
died.
Like, yeah, she was.
No. It was like 5 months.
But it's like you make 8 seasons. Like, of course, you and Robin are in love with each other, and then you go make kids with this mother, dies of cancer, and it's like I'm gonna go back to the person I'm in love with.
Guys, you guys are missing it.
Bro, they alluded to. Wait, hold on, Jordan. I know why he had kids with another wife or with another girl. Robin couldn't have kids.
Oh, shit.
That's right. I remember that episode. She's like, ah, you're going to be so happy because I can't have kids. And Barney was just like, oh, fuck.
You guys are missing it. It's from his perspective looking back on it, talking about how he met his mother. And just, all the stories about are about him. No, they're all stories about him and Robin, basically.
I didn't like Ted and Robin. Like, their relationship, that's why
I like
just
Nora.
Like.
Just because she was British.
Of course.
It was the accent.
I don't even remember Nora. Which one was Nora?
The hot British one.
The one that dated Barney.
Oh, the stripper.
No, that was...
That was Quinn.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Fuck,
I
almost
forgot
that.
I haven't watched it in a long time.
I watch it every year.
Every year.
It used to be part of my rotation, and they took it off Netflix.
Thank God for Hulu.
Your rotation?
Yeah, I have a rotation.
The Office.
Parks and Rec.
Hentai.
Friends.
Hentai. Hentai again.
That's your, like, sleeping rotation.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's what I go to sleep to.
Hey. There's also the cooking shows.
No. Those I just enjoy and watch.
You get a nice little meal and just, like, cutting the meat. And you're just like, oh, yeah, go Gordon Ramsay.
No.
Interesting.
I just like watching food.
Guess that's my routine. Fuck.
Food's good. It's fun to watch.
Anyway, I had like a little like Marvel marathon by myself recently. And
that's so sad.
Is that what you did for Valentine's Day?
No, not by my I've had it like since I've been watching like one movie every day since like 2 weeks
but
ago.
But did you watch a movie yesterday?
Yeah, I did.
So that's what you did on Valentine's Day.
Black Panther.
Oh jeez.
Oh, the best one of them to you.
So I looked up.
Wait, you've already watched all of the ones before Black Panther?
Yeah. I said like 2 weeks ago.
Look, Nathan, Lindsay's like very lonely when she's not hanging out with us. She's just like, oh, nobody wants to pick me up. My sister doesn't want to hang out. My roommates are bitches.
I did not say my roommates are bitches. What if they listen to this?
You're going to... Can we cut this out?
Cut it out.
She's just like, Just, my sister doesn't want to hang out. Just bleed.
My sister always wants to hang out.
Yeah, like Trevor Noah?
Huh?
But what?
I don't want to hang out with her.
Oh. Yeah, like when you guys are going to go to Trevor Noah, what up?
Yeah.
Isn't she like a really bad driver?
She is. Yeah. My mom, like when they came over, oh my gosh, she screamed in like Chinese so many times because she was like, go light on the gas pedal. And every turn she made, my mom would start like reprimanding her.
And we're an hour and a five.
Oh, wow.
Hot.
Anyway, I was having like a Marvel marathon, so I had like a lot of like Marvel tabs open, and so I went to like my PR
Marvel
meeting.
Tabs. What, are you just pirating the movies?
Wait, yeah. Do you have like each movie already set up?
No. I was doing.
Well, please, you hear this?
All 22
You're
movies.
You're doing a lot of more work than you
I
need
was
to.
Doing a lot of like research on all the movies and like.
She's
characters.
Like, what's the synopsis?
Oh, shit.
Who's in this
so
movie?
I was like into it, and so I had that open on my laptop, and I went to my PR meeting, and so and we had to post a picture for our scholarship deadline, and so they. Because I had my laptop open, they were like, okay, let's just use Lindsay's laptop. And someone was taking a picture, like, from over my shoulder and on my laptop, like the scholarship page up.
Her hentai was up.
And then, so I had so many Marvel tabs open. I really like incriminated myself at the meeting because I was like, the picture doesn't show the tabs, right? And everybody else is like, why? Why can't we see the tabs? Like, what's happening? Well, and I was like,
well, that's an international student shit.
So I was like, oh, no, it's just like a lot of Marvel. I was like, should I be like inappropriate or like, I don't know.
Or just nerdy.
Or just, yeah.
You should have just like hit your glasses and just like, well, it was actually like, Marvel movies.
Like, what's worse, watching porn or watching 24 hours like straight of Marvel movies?
No, like 101 facts of every detail you've missed in every Marvel movie ever. It's just like, Easter analyze, eggs. Zoom
Let's
in.
Just go in between. Marvel porn. No.
She's like, you know what movie I like the best? It's the crossover.
No, I like Captain America with Black Widow.
Okay, moving
Black
on.
Black Widow goes with Winter Soldier.
With the Hulk videotaping?
Oh, God. No.
At the end, you just hear, Hulk smash, question mark.
But played yeah, by Johnny I was doing Sins. A lot of research. And Black Panther was really good last night because they're shirtless a lot of the time.
Oh,
so you like shirtless guys.
So you're just going to objectify ripped, men yeah. because they're shirtless?
What kind of question is that?
So you like shirtless?
That's like,
men?
Do you like your women clothed or not clothed?
How both. Dare you objectify them?
Yeah.
God, dude, Lindsay just what? Did.
Yeah, he called she's me international. Out too.
She right. can do that.
I guess she gets wow.
until she gets an actual fucking green card and naturalized. She can do whatever she wants.
All women are queens.
I don't want to be naturalized. Wait, you, does naturalized mean that you're a citizen here?
Yeah.
I don't want to be naturalized.
Why?
Trump, I want him. My Singapore passport. Because it's the
wait,
most...
do they have dual citizenship over there?
Yeah, can you just get dual citizenship?
You can't.
Because I know in Australia
Singapore,
you can't.
Like, over here you can, but in Singapore you can't. You have to give up one.
You just go eeny, meeny, miny, moe on that.
That's how it is in Australia.
No, Singapore has the most powerful passport. I'm not giving that up.
Then why did you come here?
The most powerful passport.
That's how I got here.
It's yeah, what does that 9, even 000. Mean? The most powerful passport.
It's over
9,000 damage.
No, it's just
go.
It's a legendary passport.
It just means that like I can go to like a lot of different like okay. So when I came here on holiday, I didn't need to apply for a visa. But like if like my friend from Indonesia or like my friend from India, they had to apply for a tourist visa. So Singapore has a passport with the most countries that you don't need to apply for a tourist visa for.
It's just like a full flex.
Yeah.
Okay. Weird flex. Yeah. But okay.
You know, you could just be fucking American.
Why would you want to be American?
I don't know. It's pretty sad.
Why would
because we're the
be?
Goddamn best country in this world.
Whoa, you got to say it correctly. You're the goddamn best country here.
With
Trump daddy. Build that wall.
We're the only America here.
Hey, yo, Nathan, I want you on my side of the wall.
I'm already here, brother.
Oh, shucks.
Get your gun.
Shucks. You got your moonshine, feller? Because we...
Hey, yo, Manny.
Hey, yo.
Nancy?
Yo, Nancy, get the plunger.
Ruth.
Get the plunger and the moonshine. The boys are going out.
As the only white guy in this group, I'm going to stay quiet.
Come on,
fella. You don't want to have some fun?
Yeah, come on, fella.
No,
we have
you.
1.5 white guys here.
Hey, feller?
Yeah.
Ooh, that sounded
wait,
pretty
but
good.
Then we're still fully an Asian. The majority is still Asian.
Yeah, we're just an Asian group, you know.
Yeah, we have 2.5 versus 1.5.
Sure.
Yeah.
Quick math.
Excellent. So did you guys want to wrap it up soon
sure.
or what?
Like, go. Oh.
Oh, no.
Sorry.
Okay, let's keep
like,
going.
Sorry, I have to use my Singaporean passport. I have to go out today. I'm just going to go back to
on
Malaysia
my PJ.
For the night. I'm going to go on my PJ.
Hit so can you go to Cuba?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Why not?
I don't think we can go to Cuba.
Why not?
Yeah, Cuba's owned by the United States.
I don't think we can go to Cuba.
It's one of the... Hold my shit.
No,
right
the
back.
Embargo's
no.
lifted. The embargo's lifted.
Is it now?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Obama lifted
oh,
it.
Oh, is it now? Because I remember the Embargo Act of...
Okay.
69, 69.
Okay. No, Obama lifted it.
It's just...
Sorry, I've been just watching
you
a
sure
lot
it
of
wasn't
documentaries.
The, you sure it wasn't the... Embargo lift of Tekashi
6969.
Embargo 6969?
Lift.
You know what? I think the estate plan for the legislature when they applied for...
Oh, no, no. I think it was when 21 Savage told us he had a lot of M's in his bank account. So he had lifted the embargo.
Okay, we're done. We're done. We're done. We're done.
Oh, my God. Oh, we're going to go on a that note. That's the ending note. Bill Cosby sexually harassed 21's daughter.
The only reason I asked about Cuba is because I watched Conan Over Borders or whatever, and he said no one's been there from America in 55
Conan
years.
O'Brien?
Well, yeah.
I'm not from America.
No, I know. That's why I asked if you were...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't like, know. You only go to certain places because you want to to go to places.
Cuba's on one of like my travel destination lists.
God, well, yeah, so after watching it, I was like, I want to go there.
So dude, adorable. Have you seen how pretty the streets are? Yeah.
Isn't Cuba like third world?
No, dude.
I heard it's completely shitty there.
No, it's like
if you need medicine, I heard it's pretty shitty.
Well, no, I heard after the hurricane, like everything's completely...
I'm pretty sure it's still rebuilding. A couple years ago, like 2-3 years ago.
Really?
I thought it was like last year.
Was it last year?
Oh, I don't know.
Let me just pull it up on my service.
No, but like that's when the big people, like the
big people, like the units, like the Kingpin in Spider-Verse.
You know, like the the stars were like outraged because we weren't helping.
The stars.
Anyway, no.
Wait.
It's
the,
just
the like universe is mad.
We're just no, don't go to Cuba.
Eternity was really mad.
No, it's just
yeah.
Really
all the
pretty.
Virgos and the Sagittarius,
the list of people who can't go
and the
retrograde.
Leo, Sagittarius, and Cancers. Fuck you.
No, it's just really pretty because they had the trade embargo for so many years that everything looks so like vintage.
But can you get Yeezys?
Yeah, all the cars are like...
Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
super
yeah.
Super cute. Yeah.
I think it was Hurricane Irma. Yeah, that shit was 2 years ago.
Hurricane?
Oh, two
Hurricane
years
Irvine?
Hurricane Irma. No, oh. Hurricane Irma.
No, we're currently Irvine. In Hurricane Irvine right now.
Yeah, fuck Irvine.
Dude.
Fuck the fourth safest city.
Dude, Irvine is literally looking like a Silicon Valley.
Semi-Valley.
I think it's going to be
but
our
with
Silicon.
Less white people.
Oh, it's an Asian valley. Asian Silicon Valley.
I'm an outcast.
So Silk Valley?
Dude, you know the driving past those new buildings that they build?
Yeah.
It literally looks like straight out from Watch Dogs 2 when they have the like...
Cookie cutter streets?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the like the plants, they're all green.
It just makes
green.
It super easy.
Have they done anything with the Grand Park yet? Because last I checked...
They're still
was...
adding stuff. I know...
The last time I checked, there was
they have an ice
there.
Rink. They have an ice rink now. A lot of my friends actually are trying to work there. One friend works there now. So,
for sure.
They have an ice rink.
At least they're adding something.
Oh, sorry. Okay. Back to Cuba so we can please our international student over here.
But yeah.
Oh, wait. And it's also Hurricane Michael. Yeah, Cuba got pretty fucked. Hurricane Michael was 2018.
Why are you holding the mic like that?
I don't know, it's kind of like, fun.
I think he's getting tired. We can wrap it up soon.
I'm not getting tired. I'm just, you know.
You're just, what?
Huh?
It's cause
what
Jordan,
was that?
It's because Jordan hasn't gone lifting.
I lift at work now, bro.
What does that
yeah,
entail?
My friend, our friend, went lifting for 2 days and now wants to fight me.
What?
Yeah.
Is this
keeps
a man?
On wanting, yeah.
That's what I was wondering.
Yeah.
Hey,
he
man,
keeps
equality.
On wanting to fight me.
If he wants to fight a girl, just... Let him
he's
fight
like,
him.
He's like, I'm gonna put you to sleep. I'm gonna put you to sleep.
Oh,
yeah.
That's,
yeah.
He's like, I'm gonna clap cheeks.
No.
Cheeks, as in your cheeks, not your. You know that one thing that you complained about 2 weeks
really
ago. You're just like, oh, my ass hurts.
I'm about to put you in this triangle hold.
Does it smell like chloroform?
I'm about to put you.
Yeah, he's like, I'm gonna put you to sleep. Come fight me right now. I'm like,
I'm about
do
to
it.
Drop
Let's
you like
do
Long
it.
Beach.
That sounds like a very aggressive flirting tactic.
Does it smell
he's
like chloroform?
He's like, for real.
That's what she thinks.
I'm going to call his mom
that sounds
right
like
now.
A, actually, I think I might do that, actually.
You should be like, hey, yo, girl.
I'll go out to the bar tonight and be like, hey!
Yo.
Hey!
Yo, Julie. Square the fuck up.
I put you to sleep.
She's like, oh my God, you're so cute. Like, you just want to oh, shit! You're just like... Let's go, bitch. Round two, get up.
You're supposed to catch these hands, bitch. But, like, come back home with me.
And her friend's like, oh, my God, he's so cute.
Oh, my God. He fights really well.
Like, oh my god. Like,
those hands.
Look, if Chris Brown can do it, oh god, if he can too. Like,
these girls leave. He's like, oh my god, did you see that guy that beat the shit out of that woman? Holy fuck, he was hot.
Oh my god, she's like, oh my god, did you see those hands, bro? I bet he can hold me against. Like,
no.
We are promoting some very bad.
I know.
This is terrible.
We do not condone any of this.
Look, if the music industry can still, you know, push out Chris Brown songs.
We do not condone any of this. Sponsors, please sponsor us.
Jeff
Bezos, if you're listening to this.
We would really love some free Amazon Prime memberships.
All right, I guess we should end it on those sponsorships. All
right, guys. Thanks again for listening to our first episode with your host. Yeah, tune in.
Did you have to make this
Friday? That's Jordan, bro.
Oh, you were the he has been doing that the entire.
Yeah,
if you listen, yeah, if you listen back,
I have not been doing it the whole time.
Jordan, you're dressed like you own five fucking
I did that
Fortune 500 companies.
No. I did that
like,
one.
You're like, guys, after this, I'm gonna go onto my yacht.
Anyways, see you guys later.
Tune in next week. We'll be back with some more tea.
Yeah.
All right. Take it easy.
Hey.